I'm gonna tell you, man. I remember watching that Charles Woodson highlight tape of his Heisman year before every game in college. You know, he was my favorite player of all time. I wore number 2 in college. You know, and I was like, man, if I could just be half the player that Charles Woodson was. And so it was definitely, you know, you have drives to be like certain people and to emulate certain people's career. Obviously, I was never going to be the 4th pick of the draft or do the things he was able to accomplish, but it does give you things to strive for. And, like, to see him re-sign and get another opportunity to play and continue to play at a high level, it's awesome and it's inspiring.
You play for some storied franchises, one of our rivals, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
But there's something about the Raiders, and talk to a lot of players, and everyone sort of admires that passion of the fans, and maybe
the
colors.
I think it's the fanaticism, if that's a word, that they have. You know, it's not just about, hey, let's put our jerseys on and go to the game. No, it's let's put on shoulder pads, let's paint our faces, let's take off shirts. No matter how many games we're winning, whether we're losing during the game, whether we're winning, whether we're losing, somebody's going to get this emotion. We don't know what team, but somebody's going to have to deal with it. And it's something that's admired by people of other organizations because everywhere is not like that. Every place, people don't continue to foul out, you know, even if you're not playing well. And then you saw toward the end of the year, they started to get rewarded. You know, you got Carr. He started playing well. Defense started playing better. And so this could be a year where those fans are finally rewarded for sticking with the team through the tough times.